Testing 1, 2. Okay, we're back.
Hello, hello, Consign listeners. Wow, we're like running in short of breath.
Yeah.
Woo! Big travel through the city.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for listening, whoever you are. And stay tuned because we're going to have some guests coming in, three-hole punch. And but Claire has a treat for all of us right now.
This is actually an early birthday present for H. You make your birthdays public, don't you? You're not secretive.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Why not?
Turning 22 again.
March 25th. I don't know what I'm going to do this year, but yeah, thanks.
Wow, we already have callers.
Well,
right. Let's start out with this. This is a birthday, pre-birthday extravaganza. You're listening to Consign.
So welcome to Cure Radio Los Angeles, Consign.
しまうの。あなたが好きだから、あなたの指が私を優しく愛するとき、ダメ、ダメと心にもないことを言ってしまうの。あなたは意地悪な人ね。私の体を、秘密を全部知ってるくせに。私がそれを我慢できなくなるまで、あなたはそうするのね。お願い。もうダメ。
ダメだから。ここ。
Brazilian, Japanese porno. We're gonna let this play here on Consign. Coming up though, we have a band in studio at around 11 o'clock. We also will have an exclusive call-in from our friends out in South by Southwest, so stay tuned for that. Probably around 11:45. Hear what's going on in Austin, Texas. I guess the rain's finally stopped. You're listening to Konsin Kill Radio. Check us out on MySpace. And call us up at the studio, 213-252-0998. Yeah, say something.
We're also going to be playing something by the Psychrons. The Psychrons, a psychedelic band from Kyoto, Japan, who's going to be in town. All right, so stay tuned here with Kyoto Radio.
Konsin.
And with Konsin here. All right.
noche, cumbia de la madruga, que cantan blancos y negros, que vienen del cafetal. Cumbia sabrosa y santera, hay cumbia para gozar.
Préndeme la vela, María, préndeme la vela, Teresa, préndeme la vela.
Vamos todos cantando a cumplir nuestra labor, mientras vamos apurando una botellita de ron.
Préndeme la vela, María, préndeme la vela, Teresa, préndeme la vela, María, préndeme la vela, Teresa.
Préndeme la velita, baby.
Listening to Consin here on Kill Radio. Are you listening? Stay tuned. We have some special guests coming in. Actually, they're here. And we're just kind of putting on the dancing shoes until 11, which is right now. Hold tight. You're listening to Consin on Kill Radio.
Un enjambre de estrellas y la luna plateada y las olas del mar con su luz salpicaban.
Sobre el mar divise una cumbiamba y al sonar de tambores con el agua giraba.
¡Ay! ¡Ay! ¡Ay!
De pronto surgió una reina esperada, era Marta la reina que mi mente soñaba.
A sus pies y la luna, las estrellas, las aguas y un himno de fiesta, las palmeras cantaban.
Era Marta la reina que mi mente soñaba, carrusel de colores, parecía la cumbiamba.
con sin. Wow. I don't think we meant to get so loungy, so smoky, but we did somehow. I think it's when you start out with some sort of rare Japanese porn soundtrack, that's kind of what happens, isn't it? Yeah. I can't read that, Umberto, can you? Anyone here know hiragana or kanji or anything? Anyway. Okay, good. Well, sweet. We'll translate that first few songs at the end of the hour. But meanwhile, you're listening to Konsin.
The band that's going to be playing, they're setting up right now, is Three Hole Punch. We actually have them here in studio. Want to say something? They're just setting up right now, so we'll give them a formal introduction right now.
Three Hole Punch. Coming up, Konsin.
Receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve. All hang out.
let it all hang out.
The devil in hell, we're told, was chained. 1,000 years he there remained. He neither complained nor did he groan, but was determined to start a hell of his own, where he could torment the souls of men without being chained in a prison pen. So he asked the Lord if he had on hand anything left when he made this land. The Lord said, yes, there's plenty on hand, but I left it down by the Rio Grande. The fact is, old boy, the stuff is so poor, I don't think you could use it as a hell anymore. But the devil went down to look at the truck and said if he took it as a gift, he was stuck. For after looking it over carefully and well, he said, this place is too dry for a hell. But in order to get it off his hand, the Lord promised the devil to water the land. So trade was closed and deed was given, and the Lord went back to his home in heaven. And the devil said, now I've got all that's needed to make a good hell, and he succeeded. He began by putting thorns all over the trees. He mixed up the sand with millions of fleas. He scattered tarantulas along the road, put thorns on cactus and horns on toads, lengthened the horns of the Texas steer, put an addition to the rabbit's ear, put a little devil in the bronco steed and poisoned the feet of the centipede. The rattlesnake bites you, the scorpion stings, the mosquito delights you with his buzzing wings, the sand burrs are there and so are the ants, and if you sit down, you'll need half soles on your pants. The wild boar roams on the black chaparral. It's a hell of a place that he has for a hell. The heat in the summer is 110, too hot for the devil, too hot for men. The red pepper grows upon the banks of the brook. The Mexicans use it in all that they cook. Just dine with one of them, and you're bound to shout, I've hell on the inside as well as the out. My hands are calloused July to July. I use a Big Dipper to navigate by, fight off the wolves to drink from my well, so I have to be mean as hell. A sheep herder came and put up a fence. I saw him one day, but I ain't seen him since. But if you're needing mutton, we got mutton to sell. We're cow punchers and we're mean as hell. Neither me nor my pony's got a pedigree, but he takes me where I'm wanting to be. I'll ride him to death, and when he is fell, I'll get me another one, mean as hell. I shot me a calf and I cut off her head, cause the boys in the bunkhouse are wanting to be fed. They rise and shine with the 5:30 bell, and the best one of any of them is mean as hell.
What you say, man? How you making it down? Man, you sharp. Goodness knows you really sharp. Ooh, look at that, them shoes. Say, man, you going in here? Yeah, I got a little money. Look, man, there's a crowd in there. Open the door, man. Go ahead on. Ooh-wee, look at here. What, man? Hey, Mr. Bartender, bring me one over here. No, I don't want no vanilla. What you think I am? I want something strong for my money. I'm spending a great big dime here and you here talking about. Oh, I don't never saw it like in all my life before. What you folks think I am, a pauper? I got money to spare, but I ain't got it there. Mm-hmm. there, sitting over there in the corner. Nice and brown. Woo, ain't that a sight? When is she married? I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna try to call that woman, man. Now, Dad, this way I'll get the attention. I'm a rock, now watch me. Oh, call again, man. I'm gonna call her one more time, watch her. On me. No, I ain't got but a nickel. No, I ain't got but a nickel. Well, go ahead on. You say I'm cheap, go ahead on. I ain't gonna beg you. There's too many other women. Yeah, you got some money? Yeah, look, yeah.
Man, you're listening to Combs too? Woo! Man, can you believe we went from Japanese porn to Memphis, Tennessee? Can you believe it?
It's amazing what you could do. Hey, well, the band's almost set up. Almost ready to go. I do want to play something by the Cycrons. Do we have them up?
Yeah, we're about to.
All right. This is a band called the Cycrons. They're a psychedelic band, a 60s style psychedelic for today. And they're taking the U.S. by storm. They're going to be playing with the Morlocks, the Clamor, and the Woolly Bandits at the Knitting Factory, March 19th.
Man, that's going to be a badass show.
Yeah, the flyer looks pretty good.
You know,
it's also Japanese.
I think it goes perfectly from Memphis with Blues the theme into this. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, so... Do we have that up?
Yeah, let your hair down. Your hair down?
This is number two from The Miracle of the Cycrons. This is Amy, and they're on Solo Records here in the States. And right after that, we're going to go into Three Hope Punch, our in-studio guests that are here.
Yeah, boy, are they in studio. Look at them. They've taken over the studio. It's exciting. All right.
Yeah.
Cycrons here on...
Cycrons from Kyoto, Japan.
Oh, here on Konstein?
Yeah.
Kill Radio. listening to Consin. Man, between the Cyclones and the three-hole punch that's in the studio, I'm already writing this amazing epic film, which they score. It's actually without any words.
Get closer so we could... Gentlemen of Three Hole Punch, welcome to Cure Radio here in Los Angeles. To Consin, it's a pleasure to have all of you guys here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good.
Please say your name, your instrument, and just a little bit about Three Hole Punch, how it all came together, where it's going, where it's been.
My name is Jim. I play trombone and assorted other goodies. We've been Three Hole Punch for a few months now. We're just really good friends, and we
just
like to play rock and roll music.
Awesome. I think it's the best music comes from, you know, friends getting together and jamming and you know, just having fun. Then we have Steve here. What instrument do you play, and how do you feel about being a member of Three Hole Punch?
Well, I play cello. We've been playing together since August, and everything's been going quite well, so we're just keeping with it. Sounds good to us.
And then we have the guitarist over here.
Hey, I'm Mike. I think what's next for Three Hole Punch is us trying to get a sponsorship from Home Depot.
Wow. Is that for real? All right. So, any questions, Claire?
Like, what play us a song.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to say anything else? Or, like, what do you call your music?
This song is called...
All right. Awesome.
You don't have a genre? You don't have a genre? Excellent. Three Hole Punch here on Consin.
Cure Radio, Los Angeles.
Three-hole punch here on Konsin.
Thank you.
three-hole punch. Con sin.
Wow.
Man.
All right.
That is...
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just witnessed, you that are lucky enough to be listening at home, and you that will be listening on archives, to Three Hole Punch here live at Kill Radio. Claire, any questions?
I don't know, but I feel like we should do like a suspense drama right now. You guys ever thought of that?
Well, I don't know if the... guys want to talk or
right
they want to go into another. Sounds like you got. All right, go ahead.
Consume. Kill Radio. Thank you. You guys are blowing our minds. Yep. Actually, the minds are blown. So I don't know. Just introduce like what planet you came from and like what planet you're going to. I don't know. We just like those basic things, really.
Yeah, just tell us a little bit about the process of composing. I love the fact that you were using all these different things, like marbles at one point, and that tape
thing. Don't
reveal
their secrets.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And the alien skin when you were peeling it off the alien.
But it has a lot of, like, you know, the elements, like with the cello, a lot of classical elements, but it's wonderful. It's really, really interesting. Very experimental, though.
What's your biggest pet peeve of who you're compared to? Because I'm sure you're compared to a bunch of stuff, but, like, what is the one that you don't like being compared to? Anyone? Maybe there's no answer.
Yeah,
there can be no answer.
We have been compared to a 3-round boxing match in an elephant enclosure.
Yeah. Wait, say that again?
We've been compared to a 3-round boxing match in an elephant enclosure by the LA Times.
Oh, and do you hate that?
No. It's kind of good.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's a nice one.
Yeah. We're not, you know, could have been bad.
Yeah.
I like it.
No, that makes sense, though.
Yeah.
I think they meant it in the best of ways.
Well, I know that you also brought some music in that you know you want to play. If you don't want to talk too much about your own music, because obviously you've blown us away. I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to hearing the archive. We're archiving this, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, and for those of you who just tuned in, this is Three Hole Punch.
Yes, this is Three Hole Punch.
Live in studio.
Live in studio here at Kill Radio Los Angeles.
I mean, can we call this acoustic? Can we call this acoustic?
You can call it whatever you like.
Is this what you, if we were to go out and see you elsewhere, is this how you are? This is you guys. This is the three of you and what you have.
The louder.
The louder. Well,
I know you've played at the Underground Getty event, and where else have you played, and where else will you be playing? I totally see you guys playing, you know, Cal Arts, or maybe even some, like The Smell would probably be cool.
Natural
man.
History Museum?
Yeah.
Huh? Anyone? Anyone? Right? Yeah.
If we book a show with them, maybe we could feature them.
I think
Claire.
So. Yeah.
Claire's doing something really interesting at the
Disney Concert Hall
that
it has more to do with Stalin. I don't know if you guys can get into the shadow of Stalin. Just feel Shostakovich. You could do it. I know you could. You totally could, actually. We'll talk about that later. Yeah, we were just saying
Claire
that.
Claire was going to play something by Stockhausen earlier, and we couldn't find them on MySpace. but we
Stockhausen's on MySpace.
You play him and John Cage occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we used to play earlier in the punk scene history. But do you guys have more music, or you guys, that's pretty much it? One more? Yeah.
Really?
Awesome.
And
again, Three Hole Punch, we're honored to have you here.
While we're still all excited, I mean, I know I'm going to be even more excited after, but let's do the ID, the station ID right now. Since you're devoting this song to us, could we get a... You got that?
This is Three Hole Punch on Kill Radio. You're listening to Con Sin with Umberto and Claire.
Rock on!
That was good. You want to do it one more time? That was good. All right.
Okay.
And what's this called?
We don't know yet. Okay.
It's all right. Just that egomaniacal thing where you want to know the names.
Thank you.
Three-Hole Punch. Three-Hole Punch, you've blown us away with your experimentations. Man, I love those canica sounds. Canicas are marbles. Somehow you use marbles and tape, that tape thing. That really blew me away. But tell me what your...
And the elephants were incredible. You got them in the studio. It's wild.
Yeah. How did... Okay, wow. Claire, well, let's ask them some questions. And also, let's see, they play some music that they brought, too.
All right, yeah.
So as we start rearranging everything and putting the equipment away, maybe we could get one of the members of Three Hole Punch to come and guest DJ here with us. We also want to thank the lovely Hero and Anna, the two lovely ladies, for coming, and as well as Steve's wife for photographing. For photographing.
Nice.
Or number 10? Go ahead. And, yeah, stick around, folks, because, you know, this is only the beginning.
Yeah, and actually, after this, after a little set from, excuse me, Three Hole Punch, we also have still on hold the report in from
the South by Southwest.
Yeah, South by Southwest
right.
is calling in.
Yeah,
we gotta know what's going on. We gotta know what's going on. So Mezcla and I think Fitter is gonna be calling in.
Yeah, a bunch of bands are there.
I think it isn't like 1,500 bands.
I want to give it up for all the LA bands. I know there's bands from all over the world
there
at
that
famous music festival, yeah. South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. But it's amazing that a lot of LA bands have made it. Some that are signed, but most of them unsigned. So they're down there on their van. Bands such as Mika, Mezcla.
I have a Mika 45.
Also, Midnight Movies, Silver Daggers. Who else? Some of the bands from LA.
I have
LA.
A Mika 45 that I found in the bushes. That's like somebody... Oh, it is? Yeah, oh, well, I found it for you.
You rescued it.
It was like laying
it.
There right
it
by
has
the,
like, describe
the yellow.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been looking for that. All right, let's play what Jim brought and then get on with the rest of the things.
All right,
here.
Well, this is...
thank you, everybody, for listening. You're listening to Kill Radio Los Angeles through the magic of your internet connection, whether it be dial-up or a broadband. You are listening, nevertheless. Or you will in the future.
This is a three-hole punch. Three-hole
anybody
punch selection.
I wanna
they already said it. Like three-hole punch
like
selection.
Like in their blurb.
Tim Lovely.
All right. Tim Lovely.
Just call me.
in a town way down in Dixie. Beneath the stars above, she was listening. Met the girl I love in a town way down in Dixie. Beneath the stars above, she was the sweetest.
She was the sweetest, sweetest,
hey, you're on air on Consign. Oh, yeah, you're definitely on air because we're getting feedback.
We're live.
Hey.
Static Free USA, Mesla from Austin, Texas.
All right.
How's it going in LA?
From the road.
Good. Sorry, we're just trying to avoid feedback. That's why it's kind of funny. So, this is Greg Hernandez from Mesla. He's down there with, sorry, there's like feedback all over.
That's all right. Well, we've been on the road for about a week now, and today we just got into Austin for the South by Southwest. And it's been raining cats and dogs since we got in Texas. It's been flash flood warnings, tornado warnings, tsunami warnings, and nevertheless, we're here right now, and things have been going well.
Didn't you guys tour New Orleans, and then Katrina happened?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a repeat of what we went through 2 years ago, so it's kind of uncanny that the weather is very unstable, and here we are again. But yeah, the road's been great. Everybody's been beautiful. We stopped for Phoenix. you had a great show there for the Metro organization at the University of Arizona University. And since then, we've been to Albuquerque, and we had a great time. We had a great gig in Albuquerque at rallies, and then we had a private party, after party, which was awesome. And Albuquerque is always great to visit. The fans there are always very resilient to Mezcla when we come through, and which was the case this time around. And San Antonio, we got a little rained out because there was major flash flood warning. But we played at a cafe called Ruta Maya, which is a cool little spot in San Antonio. And we actually ended up meeting up with Upground, which is another band from East LA. And I think they've been on Clone Scene before.
Yeah, I guess the Clone Scene as well. Yeah, it's a see, this is where it's a shame that the internet does not go into cars. It's not serious radio. Because, man, you guys would have really loved our last hour, the set that Three Hole Punch played. It was definitely, like, kind of orbiting out of a flash flood or something. I mean, what we were all experiencing our own kind of orbits. It was pretty
bad.
Wow,
we were just in the high 90s back to home, though.
Yeah.
Oh, uncanny.
Wait, Umberto has a question.
Hey, we were congratulations on doing the show there at South by Southwest. The whole ordeal of going there, you know, the whole road trip. But I was gonna ask you, have you run into any other bands from LA on the road? I know there's a lot of bands going over there.
Yes, we have. We spent last night with Upground. They were coming from El Paso, and we met up in San Antonio.
Nice.
And it was great to hang out with those guys. We had a barbecue at a friend's house.
That is so nice.
It was great camaraderie, just hanging out, not having a show, and just chilling out.
Claire said that you guys really would have enjoyed Three Hole Punch. Maybe you could listen to them on the archive. Very experimental.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'm definitely looking forward to checking them out. Definitely.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck and take care. Stay aware out there. Here's Claire.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow, did you intentionally rhyme, Umberto? That's incredible. Did you hear him? when is your showcase?
Showcase is tomorrow night at the Opal Divine on 6th Street at 9 o'clock.
And is it going to be, like, live broadcast anywhere? No.
Yeah, people can find out the information on our MySpace, Mezcla. But, listeners, if you're in Austin, Mezcla is showcasing tomorrow night, and we're looking forward to it.
Cool. It's going to be a blast,
Yeah, it's going to be a real blast. Yeah, we're just other friends from Seattle called Los Burbanks, and they're going to be in town catching our showcase. We're looking forward to meeting up with those guys.
Is anything happening yet, like in Austin, or is it all just waiting until tomorrow?
Yeah, Angel and I, we hit 6th Street earlier tonight for a couple beers, and it's warming up, but tomorrow is the official day when it starts, and you know, you really feel the buzz is building up around here. It's going to be really jamming.
Cool.
Right now, 6th Street is a bunch of blues bands are warming things up for all these. Apparently, there's like 1,500 bands. Over 2,000 RSVP parties happening.
That's right.
And there's all these crazy numbers that go involved with this whole thing. But
nice. Well, it's cool. You're going to be on Standing Room Only end of April, or end of March, actually,
exactly.
On Kill Radio, Standing Room Only. So you'll probably get the big report back.
Indeed, indeed. And people can log in on killradio.org to hear Mezcla's interview with John Hirschfield, which we did last week before we left the road. And the download is still free at radio.org if you just log on.
Cool. Do you know the date of your Standing Room Only show?
I don't offhand right now.
All right, but end of March. Check out the website, killradio.org, for all the information.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
it's good
definitely.
To hear lines from Texas.
And also for all you stream listener radio people, you can also stream into Public Radio Austin, which is called Coop Radio. It's 91.7 FM.
And they have an internet thing.
Mesco is going to be live on air and web streaming on Friday night at 9 o'clock.
All right.
Live from Austin from South by Southwest.
Cool.
And again, that is Coop.
C-O-O-K?
Yeah, K-O-O-P dot O-R-G.
Coop, coop, like a chicken coop.
Yeah, like a chicken coop. And that's 9 o'clock on Friday. And definitely, I'm going to have Mr. Angel, singer and songwriter of Mezcla. I'm going to sign off because we are very excited from the road.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
And Three Hole Punch, blessings. I look forward to hearing you guys.
Yeah.
And
we're
going to
continue on with the... We're going to continue on with another track.
Right on. In the meantime, I'm going to hang you over, Angel. You guys have a great night. Blessings to all.
Thanks. You too.
What's up, compadre? What are you doing?
Hey, Angel.
Hey, how you doing, Claire?
Excellent.
No,
man.
I thought it was Humberto that Greg was talking to for a second.
What's
I heard him say, what's up, Angel?
Hey, like, what's hey, happening, Angel?
Hey, que pasa, compadre? Todo, hey, a bunch of fucking rock over here.
Todo bien.
All rock down 6th Street, man. We got to change that shit.
Awesome,
man.
Yeah.
We got to come over here and represent, man, and change
nice,
it.
Nice, yeah, man.
Come beyond rock.
Give
what
up.
What time is it?
Over here is midnight.
2007.
Give everything, all the best to everybody there from Los Angeles, especially.
Yeah, dude, what time is it right now here?
I think it's 5 in the morning.
Over here. Dude, we just rolled in for the fucking, parking lot over here in the basement of the Omni Hotel, so we're ready to go upstairs and fucking crash out.
Wow, well,
they
put you up proper. That's what we like to hear. Yeah, we were just listening the other night to, like Mezcla live on Consigne 2002 January. That was
That was fun with John, man. That was a good time. That was a good time.
Best of luck to you guys, and
thanks a lot, Claire.
Forward to the report back. And will you and Greg right now kind of snuggle together on the cell phone and give us you listen to Consigne from South by Southwest Mezcla kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Late
anytime.
On us.
This is Angel from Mezcla.
This is Gregor Henry from Mezcla. And you're listening to Judo Radio with Consigne,
baby.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night, you guys.
You too.
Right.
Have a blast.
Be dreaming about you all.
Thank you very much. All the best. Alrighty, take care.
There you had it for Mezcla from the road South by Southwest. Looks like the next DJ is not coming in. I'll try to call her. But anyways, we're listening to some music right now. We're going to actually end the archive now. So we want to give thanks to everybody and give all the vitals, where you can reach Consigne and everybody else. And then we're going to stop the archive. So may I have the members of... or whoever's around of Three Hole Punch and just give a thank you, goodbye and everything.
Thank you so much for having us, Humberto and Claire. We really enjoyed ourselves this evening. Mike would like you to express his thanks as well. He's not speaking at
the moment. He's doing kind of an interpretive dance over here.
Yeah, and Steve's not
he's
here
also
either.
Interpretive
he's
speechless. Dancing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said everything he had to say already. So, but thank you.
And where can we see you again? Do you have any date or
we don't have
website
anything lined
or
up.
Anything?
No.
Come on. You got
we're
MySpace?
We're just a big mystery.
Oh.
But we'll probably
stay
have...
Stay tuned to Consigne.
But be on the lookout for Three Hole Punch t-shirts. We may not play, but we'll have t-shirts.
Does it look like a binder?
You've just been Three Hole Punch.
Or does it look like a really black eye?
I don't know yet. They haven't been designed, but...
Yeah, where's that? I thought you guys were going to bring the actual Three Hole Punch... Oh, really? Maybe next one.
We wear it around our neck, like a big necklace.
Oh, man.
Like Flavor Flav.
Oh, wow.
He's got a clock, and we wear Three Hole Punches.
Oh, wow. So you know what time it is. All right, you guys. Again, it was a delight having you here. It's very nice music. And I'm sure we're going to have them again in the future, right, Claire?
Definitely. When we make our 25-minute melodrama or kind of thriller horror, you guys are scoring it.
That's right.
It's going to be incredible.
Will do.
Great. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks bravo, for listening. Bravo.
And thanks everybody that came too. Shiro, Anna, Mike's cousin. What's her name? I mean, ¿cómo se llama? Diógenes. And all right. You could always listen to Kill Radio 24/7 here in Los Angeles or on archives, right, Claire? And where can they find us?
We're always on MySpace, MySpace con sin, C-O-N-S-I-N. You know how to spell it. And also consin.org. Yeah, check out this show coming up. We were having a little earlier at the Knitting Factory, March 19th, 2007. The Morlocks, the Clamor, and the Cyclones from Japan. We played them earlier. It's going to be really fun. And the Woolly Bandits. Man, the special guest, March 19th, Knitting Factory, Los Angeles.
All right, everybody, until next week, con...
Scene.